Welcome to Modcast, a civilization podcast focused on modding.
Kenneth Perland,
Tony Keel,
John Archer,
and Bauta Snidus.
With guest co-host,
The Jay.
So, I was just telling you earlier that Water was mentally disconnected. Do you think this is going to be a permanent situation for him?
It's been this way for 28 years, so...
Yeah, it'll be as permanent for him as it is for you, Tony.
Oh, okay, so he's going to stay that way. All right. He's special. He's our special friend in the Netherlands.
That's Rich coming for you, Tony.
Yeah, and on the short bus. Hey, Water, do you guys have the short bus?
We don't call it that, but essentially, yeah, I guess.
Well, see, the bus is, like, shorter than the regular bus, you know?
Yes, I know.
That's called the short bus.
I'm familiar with the concept.
So, do you still ride the short bus?
No, I can't say I ever have.
Yeah, it's your population density allows you to walk to where you want to go, remember?
That's too bad. But anyways, we got a great show for today. We've got our buddy Jay, also known as The Jay. From Germany, I believe. Is that where you're from, dude?
No, I'm in at Hesse.
All right. Welcome to Modcast episode 35. Today we are joined with Kenneth Impaler WRG Furland.
Dinotherms engaged.
Yes, yes.
Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Hello.
John BT Oz Archer.
G'day, everyone.
Me, Tony Garrett Sazaka Keel. Hello. With our very special guest co-host, The Jay.
Hey.
So, yeah, we can barely hear you, The Jay, but we're going to try to figure out how to listen. I'm going to put a hearing aid under my headphones. So I have headphones on and then a hearing aid.
Don't you always wear hearing aids, Tony?
Well, I'm about to. I'm about to start, actually. Yes. So. But I almost want to turn up the sound of the speakers a little bit. But as soon as, like, water starts popping off at the mouth, it'll hurt my eardrums.
And then maybe I should just say nothing?
Well, water, that's what you usually do, unless you're mouthing off.
Because I do that so often.
But we love you, water. We love you in more ways than one.
Okay, TMI. Okay.
And today in the Code Corner, we look at the new Sentry Actions for Units by Pep.
In the art sketch, we talk about Tony's mobile infantry and Bernie 14's Spanish industrial units.
Today in the cartography room, we looked at the Tetris map by Minor Annoyance.
Today in the modest spotlight, we've had the author of Mars Mod called The Jay.
Code Corner, where we discuss SDK and Python mods or any other non-graphical mods in the Civilization 4 modding community.
Let's see here. We also have some great topics. We have a little bit of code today. Ken, will you tell us about it?
Okay, we have a mod. It's a SDK-based mod. Oh, hold on a moment. I'm getting a phone call. Be right back. A moment.
Well, really, some people leave their cell phones on.
Mine's on, just no one likes me.
Mine never rings, I'm still waiting for someone to ring me.
Just waiting day and night by the phone for someone to reach out. Why won't anyone drink my beer?
Yeah, that's right, I've been waiting for someone to buy my beer.
I didn't say buy your beer, I said drink your beer, mate.
No, I want money. You give me money, mate. $20 for 5 litres.
I got no money, mate. I just want some beer.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 1 litre for free.
What, 1 litre? I can't get drunk on 1 litre.
Oh, yes, you can.
I want to get pissed.
I'll give you 1.5 litres.
Oh, crikey.
Stone the flaming crows. I'll put another shrimp on the barbie for you, mate.
Oh, man. Jay, are you getting this?
A bit.
Oh, this, I have to leave this all in, even though it makes no sense.
Okay, I'm back, guys. So, in the Code Corner, we have a new Sentry Actions for Units mod by Pep. Yeah, it's a very odd name, but Pep from Spain, it looks like. So what this does is it adds a couple of new options for basically a more minute, detail-oriented ways of sentrying your units. So there's, for example, a sentry until healed, which basically combines the logic of the normal sentry button and the heal button. So it remains, you know, passive until either a unit is visible or the unit is healed.
Yeah.
So it's a little more sophisticated. He's got the same ones for a naval and land option, which basically selectively ignore the other type of unit. So water units only unsentry when another water unit passes by, land units to land units, etc. And he's also altered some of the effects for regular existing actions. So mass delete mode, pressing Alt when deleting, and you can delete several units. And mass fortify, so you can fortify large number of units of the same type, etc. Basically making some of the basic commands you give units a little more complex, but also a little more powerful.
He's also got go-to and sentry, so that you sell it to go to a specific square, and it'll go to that square, and on the way, it will be sentry mode, so it'll stop and say, hey, I found a unit. And then when it arrives at its destination, it automatically stays in sentry mode. So, you know what? That's a step below having a patrol function. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. That would be nice, to combine all of it with, like, sentry patrol. So it's
and then click, more click than two squares.
Two waypoints.
And yeah. Back and forth.
And it's going to go back and forth, sentrying every turn between them. So it's.
See,
yeah.
I use the explore really button to do that in kind of a weak way, but.
Yeah, well, explore is just it's trying to find unrevealed tiles, but the.
But if your map is revealed, it'll just pace back and forth.
Yeah, and I never thought reveal was that the explore AI was really ever that good. It leaves a lot of gaps and it just kind of meanders around.
Oh, it'll go the absolute wrong direction and it'll explore an Arcanum, but your con is still black, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a great little add-on that needs to be incorporated into, you know, some nice, multiple mod packs. And, yeah, Pep, we're glad you did it. Maybe think about doing a patrol mod. That's what I need to see, a patrol mod. But this one's pretty good.
Yeah, and most recently he's updated this to the latest BTS patch and has fixed a couple of bugs. Apparently something about privateers, when there's a dock unit in the city, yada yada, can't enter someone else's territorial borders without declaring war. Very, you know, minute things that, you know, have slipped through in BTS. You know, hard situations to generate. But he's managed to fix a few of them. Like, another one. When you have a stack of units, now the visible range of the stack will be that of the greatest range of any unit in the stack, rather than just the unit that is the leader of the stack. Yeah. Which makes total sense. It's like that was obviously an oversight at someone's, you know, in the code that it's like, oh, just make the radius of the site radius of this stack equal to that unit. It's like, no, it's got to be the greatest unit.
And also, he's got an option for the governors, which I haven't seen really much of anything that tweaked the governors lately, but, your city governor will build workforce or train workers.
Same here.
And if you turn this off, the city won't just churn out workers and transports and work. Or I'm sorry, workboats and workers. They won't continue making more than you need. You know what I mean?
No, because I have never, ever, 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 ever used the gun.
I haven't really used it either, so.
But I presume that this means that other people who have a tendency to think that the governor spams workers too much under workboats.
Yeah, that's what I guess he's saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, later game, you don't need all those workers.
Yeah, there's a certain ratio that people try to go for. There's a lot of discussion of, is it two workers a city, 1.5 workers? It kind of it helps to define how you fall on the builder spectrum is your worker-to-city ratio. And a builder would tend to usually have like two or more workers per city, and the more aggressive players, one or even less.
They do too, only that they don't build them.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, how many workers could you build per city? Let me correct that.
Oh, by the way, also we have a graphic for the button for heal sentry. It looks like the healing potion with the telescope over it, so.
Oh yeah, the buttons are very logical, so like sentry on water is a telescope in front of water, yada yada. It's just, bam, I stuck the two images together. I don't know how he did it, though, since it's a very good overlay. I mean, yeah. He's obviously used some kind of the GIMP or Photoshop.
I think he's done it by hand. Looks
yeah,
like he did
probably.
It by hand.
Not that hard.
But really? You think so? Though so you can extract, you know, you, like, I know those sophisticated image programs, you can, like, say, hey, cut out this object, and it can very quickly find the edge of an object to allow you to lasso the thing. And then you just copy and paste it.
Yeah, exactly. Just search for the edge. It's not that hard.
I don't rely on that so much, but you sometimes have to actually take a pen or a mouse and trace something out.
Yeah, okay, okay. But, you know.
That's true. It's true.
It's for you artists to worry about. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. It's for us artist boys. All right. So, great little mod. Needs to find a home.
Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community.
I finally got off my fat, hairy ass, and I went and did some artwork.
And you're going to plug it, aren't you, on our show?
Well, why the hell not?
Welcome to our weekly self-promotional
action. All right. Well, what was the last thing you guys did that was in the show?
Not much, actually.
Exactly.
I tend to avoid that.
I guess the World of Civilization would probably be the closest thing I've come to, because I have someone involved in that project.
You're pretty happy about that one. But anyways, this actually has a story involved. I was playing Planetfall by our good friend Maniac, and he had released it over at We Play Civ, and I got version 10, and the assets were almost completely finished. There was hardly any missing artworks in the game, you know? But the paratrooper unit, the mobile attack unit that does the paratroops, it had the default World War II guy, you know?
Mm.
And I was like, that just looks like crap. Because, you know, all these other guys got fancy guns and helmets, and these guys come out with little grass on their head, you know?
All kinds of futuristic, techie-looking stuff.
Exactly. So I was like, dude, I can do that in, you know, this evening. And I just did it in one evening, did this unit. I took a gun off from Zerver, and that was where I got the gun, and then I just redid the one of my older units, actually, is what I used for this.
Hmm. Now, as I'm looking at it here, he's got this really weird-looking helmet on it. It's like it's got two little beady eyes on it, but they're not, like, over the eyes. They're kind of to the side.
Those are like little flashlights.
Oh, okay.
It looks almost like a car.
Oh, okay. So the big black portion is just
like a mini or something.
It looks a stormtrooper-esque, too.
Yeah.
Okay. At first I thought those were like little glowing eyes, but just the whole panel portion there is like a visor.
Do you see his shirts, though? Do you see how his shirt looks?
It looks very lumpy, if that's what you mean.
Those are supposed to be plates of armor.
Yeah.
I actually hand-painted that.
Because they might also look like he's just got socks stuffed under his shirt.
That is true, but, you know, socks will help a little bit.
A little, yeah. And his parachute is this creepy green color.
Isn't that awesome?
Kind of.
Looks like a nuclear giant jelly.
I actually wanted to look like it was glowing.
And why would I want my paratroopers to have glowing parachutes so that they can be easily shot down at night?
Oh, no, they don't glow that bright. But yeah. I want it to look like they were made of some sci-fi material, and that they were glowing slightly, and little ropes are supposed to have light on it so you can see where you're landing. So.
No, that's not how light works, Tony. If you have the light on you, then people see you.
Oh, okay.
You don't see where you're going.
Well, you get the point anyways. For a lot of my sci-fi stuff, I do high contrast colors like that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. The color looks interesting, and the contrast is interesting. It almost looks more like a jellyfish in the air.
Oh, yeah,
with the green tentacles. So it's evocative, I'll grant you that. But if I was going to make a paratrooper units to use on Chiron, I would make the parachutes the color of xenofungus, so that as the troops land, they can just throw their parachute in the fungus and no one will see it.
Oh, yeah, that might have worked. I mean, make it that xenofungus purplish red.
Yeah, and I would even make that maybe the camo color of Alpha Centauri, because in Alpha Centauri, you always want to move your units through the fungus because of the concealment and defensive bonus you get.
Yeah, but
in fungus.
Now we're going back to that art consistency thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I just knew, I saw a hole and I filled it. I saw a needed unit, and I said, I can do that in a few hours. And I did. And then I also want to mention that the screenshot here is of version 1 of this unit, and you can get version 1 on the attachment on the post, but version 2 is what's in the database, the actual download, and that was by our good buddy The Coyote. He went and downloaded this and compiled the models together and reduced their polys and compiled together their skin texture and reduced its, lowered it down to Civ standard. So the newer version is, this has way too many polys, which is on here.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So you're not good at making the poly count low, is that it?
Well, it actually turned out that the gun I picked out wasn't, I don't think it's actually a gun. I think it was a Final Frontier spaceship or something.
An entire spaceship.
I looked at it after I made the unit. I'm like, you know, that really looks like a spaceship. With a gun blast or a little barrel on the tip. So,
it's a giant ion cannon ship.
Yeah, and so, but it kind of looks like a techie gun too. So,
yeah.
What the Coyote did is he went down and reduced the polys of the gun and the helmet. Those were heavy poly. And of course, this unit is based on my original Marine paratrooper unit, which was the first variant paratrooper ever. And as far as I know, the only one.
Sweet.
Yeah, so.
Does the gun animation actually look different than regular? Because I'm noticing in the picture, he's got like a weird looking explosion there. Is that just, you caught the flare very large there, or does it actually seem to shoot like energy bolts or something?
Well, actually, I've done this trick before on some other units. Someone asked me the same thing in the forum, and I said, well, actually, I took the rifle blast, which is a effect point inside of the model, inside of the NIF file. It's a little point in space that's at the tip of the gun. Well, I took it, and I turned its local scale up to from 1 to 2.5. So that's actually the basic gun blast from the original paratrooper unit, but made large. So it looks more like a plasma explosion or something, or some heavy-duty. Because it's a big-ass gun. It needed a heavy-duty thing. But to do that, I had to actually grab the point of the animation and move it to the tip of the barrel. So it's a lot of fun. That's hard to do because if you move the animation, it doesn't move in the NIF viewer until you reselect it visually, so it's kind of a pain in the ass.
No, pretty interesting, and a good addition to a good mod.
Thank you.
So does Jeff.
We got from our old buddy Bernie14, who our modcast drips with his artwork, I'll tell you that. He has done his standard package of a Civ-specific unit, some ethnically diverse. And these ones are pretty freaking cool. And the two I like the most is, there's six altogether. They got one in the top right corner, who's like some kind of like line rifleman or maybe a conscript or something. But he's got this blue pinstripe uniform.
Yeah, I think that's, that might be infantry. Or it's the, wait, he's got musketmen and then he's got riflemen. So that one must be, infantry, right? That's the World War I equivalent.
And then the other one I like is in the bottom row in the middle. That one is nuts.
Oh, the musket? Oh, that's like freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool-looking unit, yeah.
I don't know how much of that you're going to see from, you know, the normal Civ version of the viewpoint, you know?
Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of that detail on basically the ginormous coat of arms on the unit's chest. But even losing a bit of that, you're still going to see the really great yellow-red pinstripe patterns. And the really big boots and it on the helmet, it all goes together really well, and it just screams Spanish.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and they've got a variety of helmets and hats too. So, I think this is a great unit pack. I think it's a little bit diverse.
Yeah, it does show a strong era transition from the earlier, more, you know, medieval look of that musketman to a far more industrial look with the pinstriped, almost looks a little more English with the type of the helmet he's got there.
Yeah.
But it definitely shows hundreds of years of technological advancement.
Of Spain, which is, Which Spain has such an amazing history. Spain is just an amazing country.
No, I'm not sure if this cavalry and the cannon look, they look slightly Mexican to me, but that's maybe just because that's the era, that's what Mexican units during the Spanish, the Mexican-American War look like.
Oh yeah, it's a little bit of
They look very Santa Ana, you know, look like, but I imagine Spain probably looked the same way at the same time.
Yeah, it's a little bit of, it reminds me of some of his other packs, actually. Great work. I think this will be great in so many mods. I think that with the coming out of Empire Total War, which is an insanely awesome game, maybe we'll see some more Industrial Revolution era mods come out, you know? That would be sick. Like, have it start with just the very beginning of guns, and there's still pikemen, you know, to, you know, advanced ships and advanced guns. That'd be sick. But anyways, keep up the good work, Bernie.
In the cartography room, we talk about maps and simple scenarios.
We have a really quick map for the cartography room today. It is the Tetris map. Now, I don't know if...
Is it a map or a map script?
Good question. Let me see.
It's a map.
It's a map.
Oh, okay.
So what he did is kind of a joke map, is he made the map look like a whole screen of Tetris, like you're just about to lose Tetris and they're all blocked up all the way. If you look, the forests are shaped like those little S's and the long lines and the squares. You got all these different little shapes just piled over each other like an art piece.
So... why would anyone want to play this?
Indeed. And the little gaps are the water...
It is the 25th anniversary of Tetris.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Ah.
It is... maybe that's just coincidence, but that's what I just read in my game magazine.
Yeah, that is true.
So some Ruskies will play this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll celebrate. Yeah. Celebrate. The only game, except for Space Rangers 2, that rocks.
Yeah, and he has rivers, too, that are kind of... forming the outlines of similar Tetris shapes, but they're not aligned with the other objects, so they...
Well, no, there's like three layers of Tetris blocks here. Like, it's really kind of trippy.
Oh, yeah, I kind of see what you mean. Like, the mountains are also in little Tetris-y shapes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all kind of a little disjointed, so it does actually break up the pattern quite a bit.
It is very artsy, but yeah, I don't see myself playing this.
Yeah, it's probably... it'd be interesting to play, because you'd get these large chunks of monoculture cities. Like, okay, the city's got nothing but plains about it. This one's got nothing but jungle. Difficult, for sure. Probably the emphasis is to put your cities on the intersections of these areas so you can get a little more diversity.
Yeah, yeah. And there's very little water on the map. I think this map was more just kind of a clever idea.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's something... I mean, you could play on it, and I don't know if it even has resources from this screenshot, so it would need that added.
Probably not. But yeah.
But yeah.
And all the resources should be in a grid, too.
But yeah, the multiple levels of Tetris, that is kind of cool. I didn't even see that the first time. But yeah, that's kind of neat. Okay.
So
now, if this was a map script that actually randomly generated the map, then
that would be nuts.
Yeah, just on a code level, that would be awesome.
Shouldn't be too hard, probably, but yeah, I'm not sure why you would want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how he made this. Maybe he hand-painted it. Anyways.
And then if new terrain was getting added as you were playing the map.
It's like falls down from the top.
That could be interesting.
Play Tetris, you have a city on the Tetris block.
Yeah. Oh, your score isn't high enough.
The Spotlight is where we have a detailed discussion about one particular Civ 4 mod.
So, Jay, where exactly are you in Germany? Are you in Bavaria or what?
No, I'm in but Hesse.
Oh, okay, Hessen. Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay.
I lived in Germany for a year.
Ah.
Is that where the Hessians are from?
Possibly.
Is that near the Rhine?
Yes, yes.
Almost everything is near the Rhine in Germany. That was about half the country.
Yeah, that narrows it down to roughly Germany.
Oh, that's good.
Technically a lot of Eastern Europe, too.
No, then you.
Hey!
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Wrong river.
Wrong river? Wrong river. So we're having you on the show today because you did a very cool sci-fi mod, which I have played for about a week. It's called Mars Now, or Mars Jetzt, which is German for it. Can you tell us a little bit about your mod?
Like you can see, it's a sci-fi mod. It was inspired by the Mars mod from Civilization 2, and that's it.
Oh, that's pretty... You saw that? There it is. I noticed that in the mod, you added my old Mars map, which I played on when I used your mod.
Oh. I hope the map is balanced.
No, it was good. You did the Mars map really good. One of the coolest things about Jay's mod is that as you progress through the game, you slowly you terraform the planet. He's got some terrains that will turn into water.
All terrains at the moment.
Yeah. It will turn into water, and then you can start building navies.
That's right.
How did you implement that?
That was at the beginning easy, but not as easy as I thought. First, I tried to implement it through the global warming. In normal Civ, all terrain will be transformed into desert. Here's water. But that couldn't be controlled really good, so I connected it to some special terraforming events, which are triggered by nuke explosions.
Well, instead of nuke explosions, you're having water explosions.
Yes, now.
I thought that was cool. Also, when you start the game, you have a certain number of water... resource called water, and I believe, what was it, water and air, or water and food, or I'm not sure, but you need to acquire more resources of water to sustain more colonies. Like, you can't build a settler, or a colonist, they're called, unless you have some prerequisite resources that are then used up and go to... Yeah, it's really cool. You have to have water, and what was the other one?
Oxygen?
Jay?
Oxygen?
Water and oxygen. There you go. Water and air to build another settler. So you, and the water and air is also, is on the map as a resource.
Yes. Normal resource.
And it's also can be built by some national wonders and stuff like that.
That's also right.
And then I guess the new colony just has very, very efficient recycling. Because then you don't need to keep giving them water and air constantly, right? They have a little self-contained biosphere. We have a thing down here in Tucson, Biosphere 2.
Yes.
Really famous.
I've heard from it. It's a cool idea.
If I remember correctly, the cities, when you build them, have little domes covering them.
Yes, they are stolen from Next War. Next War.
From Final Frontier, isn't it? From the mod.
No, from the Next War mod.
Next War mod. Next War. Hey, Jay, you come in and out with the speaking. Can you... make sure the microphone is next to your mouth, because you really sound louder when it's next to your mouth.
It's... If I take it more near, it will be in my mouth.
That'll be the next step.
Yeah, put the microphone into your throat, and then we'll hear you better.
But it doesn't taste good.
Oh, we'll put a little sugar on top, or wipe it down with some jelly. Okay, that was ridiculous. Just ignore me, Jay. Just ignore me.
Okay.
Unless I say something sensible.
That never happens.
We covered this mod. we covered this mod, several episodes ago, I believe. And since then, played it. I tell you what, this mod is pretty cool. And I think it has a little bit more to grow, but I think it's a mature...
Yes, sure.
It's a mature mod.
Let me ask, how much have you been inspired by Maniac's Planetfall mod, or vice versa, or shared content between you guys?
At the beginning...
Tips, things like that.
I know the mod. I have played it a bit. I don't have access because I haven't played Smack. Shame on me. It was more inspired by the mod from Civilization 2. Mars mod.
Water, that's your department. You're the one who played Mod Civ 2.
I modded it a little bit. By no means an
expert.
You're
not?
Oh, okay.
And that was, what, 15 years ago?
Shame on you guys.
Yeah, back when Wilder was a little Wilderling.
Yeah, something like that.
It runs under Windows XP, so you can buy it.
It does. I think I have a copy somewhere.
I do too. But yeah, don't play it very often.
I'll have to kick myself in the butt to make myself play Civ 4 sometimes. Sometimes I'm civved out, but, well, your mod was a breath of fresh air. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. It was a lot of fun. But if you guys don't remember, the Mars map I made was huge, and it had, like, landmarks of Martian terrain features added as little signposts. But
Valley Marineros, stuff like that.
Yeah, like, you know, Pavonis Mons and stuff. All those are all pointed out. But he took that map and converted it, the terrain, to his terraforming terrain. And also the actual, the graphic for Fallout, you know how it's this glowing kind of, it's like a dust particle kind of effect?
Yeah.
He used that as windstorms across the surface.
Oh. Oh, did they not? Do they still have the same glow, or they've turned to just kind of a reddish sand color to make it look like that?
You might have changed it a little bit. What was the deal with the sandstorms? I thought that was cool.
Okay, I thought there have to be some features on Mars, and I didn't know really what, so I took sandstorms. It wasn't very creative.
No, I didn't bring it up because I thought it wasn't creative. I thought it was great. I'd never seen anyone do weather on a sci-fi mod like that. I think the only other person who's done stuff like that is Kale. But what's cool is when your little rovers are driving across the Martian landscape, if they're in the sandstorm square, they take damage from the buffeting and the winds.
That's right. And you can't believe it, but it's a feature which is in Civ, in normal Civ.
Is it in the XML?
Yes, sure.
Really?
It's just not used. I don't know why.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Sounds like a great XML for, like, a sandstorm or even, like, a minefield or something.
Mm-hmm. Minefields. Those are always fun.
Yeah, so I see you added new victory conditions to this mod. Can you explain what they are like? How they work?
Only two victory conditions. One is the independence victory. This was inspired by colonization. It's just you have to reach a certain level of, okay, in normal BTS it's culture, here it's a nationality feeling. And if you reach that point, Terrans will appear and will try to crush you. And
You have to fight them?
You have to defeat them.
Sure. Oh, I need to go back and play your mod again. I didn't get to that. That's awesome.
And the second victory condition is the evolution victory. This is stolen from Fall from Heaven. In Fall from Heaven, you have the altar of a Lunotar, or something like that, where you have to build multiple stages of one building with the prophets. And here you have to do the same.
So it's based off the space race mechanic in the basic form?
No. The space race is... No, not really. The space race is still in it, because Alpha Centauri is a bit more far away than Mars. The evolution victory is... No, not really inspired by that.
The mod has a lot of interesting wonders. Like, as I said before, there's, like, first contact with Earth, which is an early wonder you can build.
National wonder.
Why have you lost contact with Earth? Was it, like, destroyed in nuclear holocaust or something?
What?
Oh, no. No, I think it's, like, they get good, like, a data feed up and get, like, shipping going. Because when you do it, you get water and oxygen from Earth. You get
okay, so there's shipments, not... Okay. I thought you liked
it. Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
So you get a nice big shipment of water and air. So, Jay, how long have you been working on this mod?
I began in August of last year. Took me 6 months to get a version who can be played. And I think it has to... I have to put more time in it than I thought.
Yeah.
just like every mod, it's every time a whip.
Yeah, the modding will suck you in, you know what I mean?
yes. Since that time, I haven't played one full game of Civ. I don't know why, where the time has gone.
Oh, yeah, it sucks up all your playing time.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. And if you do have a moment to play, you're actually just testing your mod out, you know?
Yeah.
Nearly.
How much more work do you think there is to go on this mod? How long before you feel that you're going to be final?
Oh. 1 year? Two? I don't know. The problem is I need, for the flavor, I need more text. And I'm a horrible writer.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the, blah. I usually copy, out of the Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Yeah. Yeah, I did that with a couple of Leader heads where it's like, ooh, I have like a 20-page long PDF file. It's like, just copy Wikipedia.
Can you be excessive again?
Now, Jay. With all your animations and that, do you actually use Blender for designing your animations?
I didn't do any of his 3D things. They are all from the artist at CFC, so nothing is from me.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
look at the, at the long credit list at the end.
Yeah, I'm in there too, so I'm happy. I think Jay is more of a coder, it seems. Coder and mod, just designer, because there's a significant number of SDK changes in the mod.
Yeah, no, and I recognize almost all the units you've got listed up there, or pictured, I mean, as other people's mods. There's some of the mechs, and I think that thing's Warhammer. And
the graphical things are just the easiest way to catch some people.
Yeah, the artwork out there in the community is absolutely exemplary, and it really makes what Civ 4 has become, a modding tool, really makes it come alive. Big shout out to all the artists. Keep on painting. Keep on boning.
I would like to see a lot of the artists out there actually do a tutorial in Blender and post it on YouTube for everyone, to everyone else can have a look and see how they do their work, and that will add more variety.
Well, there's a couple tutorials. I don't know one about on YouTube, but there's a few for making units. They're out there, dude. They're out there.
I keep looking on YouTube, but I haven't seen anything specific for Civ 4.
No, go to CFC. But anyways,
Well, I was just going to mention that because all the units are drawn from the work of many different people who had different concepts and different plans when they made the stuff, there's always, as of necessity, an inconsistency between nothing seems to have a strong theme to it. You know, if you can get over that. But for me, that's kind of an issue.
You're talking about like an artistic theme?
I'm picky. Yeah, an artistic or a stylistic theme between the units.
Well, I think that would really happen if you had, you know, an artist team like Kale has. For instance, my mod, my 3.0 version, I did the majority of the art assets.
Yeah, then they merely look bad rather than inconsistent.
Kiss my ass. You smoked me. You smoked me like a dirty cigarette. Son of a bitch. I guess I deserve that.
Okay, moving on.
All right, Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for inviting.
Oh, yeah, and I hope you get a lot of downloads. Call in today. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288-POLY. You can Skype us at ThePolycast or email us at ThePolycast@gmail.com.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast,
Revcast, or
Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net. All right, Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm still here.
Yay, we didn't lose him.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't we lose one guy once, like, we were just too freaking weird for him, and then he just hung up?
Oh, yeah. Just walked off.
Never heard from him again. So you did good. We didn't scare you off, Jay.
Despite our best attempts.
I wouldn't say that exactly. I wouldn't say not that you didn't scare me.
Not really.
Only a little bit? A little bit scared?
A little bit more.
Great episode. I just wanted to mention in passing, end of the show, that the 3.19 patch was mysteriously released.
And that came out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah. No one was going to bug Frax. We didn't want to stress him out, you know. We're like, okay, we know you guys are lazy and overpaid.
And we didn't want to have to redo all of our mods.
Yeah, we...
Exactly.
You know, we didn't have to patch our mods. We had unofficial patches to do that.
I wonder how many people have to fix their mods now because they don't work on V19 anymore.
I don't know. I haven't tried
it. Or...
Most seem to be okay from what I've seen, but yeah, I'm sure there are quite a few that aren't.
Well, if they didn't change the XML and they didn't...
Only SDK changes.
I don't know.
Only SDK changes.
I'm right now... this is a notice to Maniac and to you too, Jay. I want you guys to update your mods for 3.19.
For me, it's not a problem. Just kick out my DLL and you can play it.
Well, without the DLL, it's not going to be any fun.
I have only one small change in my DLL, so...
Really?
Yes?
That whole mod and just a little bit of XTK. That's nuts.
I'm more a Python model.
Yeah. So, yeah, download the patch. Modders, get to work.
Yeah, work.
You know, it's patch time. So, too much fun today. I think we're all a little bit more stupid now for listening to this show.
Sure.
I think it's possible to lower human IQ. And for example, John.
Oh, are we on?
He's gone down quite a bit.
Oh, welcome to Modcast, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. No, John. No, it's okay, John. Do you want a popsicle, John, or a banana, John?
No, I wouldn't mind a beer.
You want nappy time, John? Why don't you go get nappy time?
Time for a beer.
Okay, someone give him a beer inside of with a straw.
When is it not time for a beer, John?
Always time, welder.
And this shows that beer destroys brain cells.
No, I don't believe that scientific mumbo jumbo what they say.
Oh, I know you don't, John, because you can't understand it. You're too retarded. All right. Today we have been joined with John, BT Oz, Archer.
See you later, everyone.
Kenneth, Impaler WRG, Ferlin.
Farewell.
Wouter, Locutus, Snyders.
Bye-bye.
Me, Tony Garrett, Sasaki Keel, goodbye. With our very special guest co-host, Jay the Jay.
Ciao.
Okay, so we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Goodbye.
Record date, June 14, 2009. Civilization 4, Warlords Beyond the Sword sound clips, copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright 2009 Civilized Communications at civcom.net.